Hello, and welcome to another Apple Viz podcast.
In this quick demonstration, I'm actually going to show you how to start VoiceOver on an Apple Macintosh, whether it be a MacBook laptop or an iMac desktop. The command is exactly the same on all Apple Macs. You hold down the command key, which is the key immediately to the left of the spacebar. Hold that down and press function key 5, so command F5. I'll do that now, and this is the first time I've actually run VoiceOver on this particular MacBook, and we'll see what happens.
Welcome to VoiceOver. VoiceOver speaks descriptions of items on the screen and can be used to control the computer using only your keyboard. If you already know how to use VoiceOver, press the V key now. If you want to learn how to use VoiceOver, press the spacebar now.
Okay, so we can press spacebar to run the VoiceOver Quick Start tutorial. I'm actually going to press V to run VoiceOver.
VoiceOver on Finder, Window, Documents.
And I'm going to press the Control key to shut up the voice. Now, what I'm going to do now is actually turn VoiceOver off with the same command, Command F5.
VoiceOver off.
And this time when I re-enable VoiceOver with Command F5, it won't speak that welcome message, it'll just run VoiceOver directly. So I'll do that now, Command F5.
VoiceOver on, Finder.
Okay, and I just hit the Control key to shut it up, and it just runs VoiceOver. So the first time you run VoiceOver on a Mac, you will get that welcome message about running V for VoiceOver or Spacebar for Quick Start tutorial. All future times you actually run the screen reader, once you've chosen V to run VoiceOver, you won't get that welcome message again. You can re-enable it through VoiceOver configuration utility program. Otherwise, it'll just run normally. Hope that's been of some help. Bye for now.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple Viz. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple Viz website at www.applevis.com, where you can also contact the Apple Viz team.